This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Brandt Grain Carts. They invite you to come see them at this year's Farm Progress Show. It's the investment for the long-term effort in Brazil that could be most damaging from this trade dispute with China. I'll talk about it after this. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out made in the USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers at their 200,000-square-foot plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, August 28th through the 30th. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the combine demos each day at 11, but plan to stop by their lot, too. It's easy to remember, Lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Want to be number one? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. Those of us who have watched trade disputes played out in history have been concerned about this one we have going with China now and the possibility of its long tail. It can have a very lasting impact. All we have to do is to go back to the 70s to remember when embargoes allowed the withholding of our grain sales to Japan, and the Japanese invested mightily in South America to assure the supplies they would need. And now, China is pouring money into Brazil, too. Before 2010, the Chinese funds flowing into Brazil were primarily focused on assuring food and energy supplies. But in recent years, the experts say that strategy has expanded to include telecommunications, automotive, renewable energy, and the financial services sector. And with China now embroiled in this trade war with Washington, Beijing has even more incentive to move closer to Brazil and its other partners in that BRICS group of emerging economies, as it is called, Russia, India, and South Africa. They're talking about more investment all the time. China is Brazil's biggest trading partner. From 2003 to June of this year, Chinese firms have invested almost $54 billion U.S. dollars in around 100 projects in Brazil. This according to numbers from Brazil's planning ministry. Last year alone, that figure was about $11 billion U.S. dollars. And you bet, officials in Brazil are waiting with open arms. They are excited about it. Latin America's biggest economy has emerged slowly from a high and rising public debt from its worst recession in history, which extended through 2015 and 2016. And the leaders down there say China can play a very important role to help the Brazilian economy continue to recover from stagnation. I'll be back after this.